USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote Wednesday on impeachment. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
This president sought foreign interference in the 2016 election. He is openly seeking foreign interference in the 2020 election, and he poses a continuing threat to our national security and to the integrity of our elections, to our democratic system itself. We cannot permit that to continue.
The process then moves to the Senate in January. Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
Senators are not required, like jurors in a criminal trial, to be sequestered, not to talk to anyone, not to coordinate. There's no prohibition. And by the way, past trials, you look at the Clinton impeachment trials, the Senate Democrats were all talking with the Clinton White House. You look at this impeachment trial, the House Democrats are all talking with the Senate Democrats. This remains a political process. The framers knew what they were doing when they put it into the political branches.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each to delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Searchers are still looking for bodies following the White Island volcano eruption in New Zealand nearly a week ago. 16 are confirmed dead, 2 are missing and presumed dead, the tour guide and the tour boat captain. The BBC's Phil Mercer is in Sydney.
Some of those survivors have the most appalling of injuries, suffering burns of up to 90% of their bodies, also internal burns too. So it is a challenge, a great challenge for very skilled professionals in New Zealand and Australia to keep those people alive.
47 people were on the island when the volcano exploded. There's been a mercury spill in West Houston, Texas. Employees and Christmas shoppers at a Walmart near the spill were ordered by first responders to evacuate the store. Workers that tested positive for mercury poisoning were also asked to take a decontamination shower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A New Jersey pawn shop owner is under arrest in connection with the deadly Jersey City shootings last Tuesday. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
The FBI says 35-year-old Ahmed Ahedi's phone number was found written on a piece of paper in the dead shooting suspect David Anderson's pocket. Ahedi is a convicted felon with weapons charges against him, and he's not allowed to own firearms. But officials say they found numerous rifles, handguns, and a shotgun in his Keyport, New Jersey store and hundreds of rounds of ammo at his home. Authorities are looking into whether the guns used in the shooting may have come from the pawn shop. The attack now being investigated as domestic terrorism targeting the Jewish community. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 6.8 magnitude earthquake happened near Mangsaysay, Philippines. The aftershock had a depth of 17 miles and struck around noon. Multiple aftershocks ranging around 5 have been reported in the area. 3 people died. A 6-year-old girl was inside her family's house when the building collapsed. There are reports of multiple landslides and damaged structures across the region, with several individuals trapped in the rubble. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said there was no threat at this time for a tsunami. The same area had several strong earthquakes in October that led to multiple fatalities and severe damage. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.